It's Maddie.
And Yaz.
And welcome back to our podcast, What Are We Watching?
So, today we are watching You,
the right? TV series. This is our first series.
Yes, we are doing a TV show. Well, we're only doing one season, which is the latest season. The third season.
And, like, the show as a whole, but specifically the third season. Because here's the thing. Everyone's consumed You so much, I think, at this point, that just like, okay,
if you don't know what it's about, go watch it and then come back and listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're a fan of, like, Dexter, like, go watch it.
It's very much
Pretty Little Liars, Dexter vibes.
Stalker vibes, but also, like, kind of hilarious. I don't know. It's got a lot of good comedy to it, too.
Okay, so if you don't know what about it, it's an American show, a psychological thriller about a guy, Joe, who likes to stalk women. It's also from his point of view, so the narration is from the stalker. And
yeah. Also, yeah. It's based off a book series, and Maddie has read this series, so interesting.
Yeah, so I read the first two books. I read half of the last third book. I was going to start watching the show after I finished the book, but then I realized that the third season actually was not following the book.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Okay, so, like, Joe, he's not just a stalker, okay? He has ended up murdering most of the women that he stalked, as well as most of the people they care about.
Yeah.
That gets in his way. So he's also a murderer. He's literally killed, like, more than 10 people, I think, in the show.
Yeah, so we can go over really quick, like, what happens the first two seasons. So the first season, he becomes obsessed, stalker, with a girl named Beck. He lives in New York City. He's a book manager.
A New York City writer.
Named Joe Goldberg. And she's, like, a writer in grad school, and
he's a librarian.
He's not a librarian. He's a bookkeeper.
Yeah, but I mean, like, not bookkeeper,
but works at a bookstore. And he comes obsessed with Beck. He follows her around, breaks into her apartment, watches her masturbate.
Watches her have sex with
guys. Watches her have sex. And then becomes so obsessed with it, he kills her ex-boyfriend, her best friend, and then eventually her. And because he finds out that while she's kind of dating him, she's also sleeping with her therapist. So there's so many levels to unpack then.
As well as he kind of realizes that she's not going to love him.
Yeah.
And that she's going to, like, get him in trouble, right? So then he just kills. Anyone that's going to expose him, he kills.
Well, he kills them once he figures out that they're not as perfect as he thinks they are. So the thing is, with Beck, he killed her when he figured out that she was not.
Well, okay, well, it depends. I think it's a little different sometimes. Maybe, I think the first two, because the season one takes place, this is not the first time he's done this in season one. It's revealed in season one that he also did this with a girl named Candace. So, but he didn't kill her successfully, right? So he tried to murder her, but it didn't work out.
So then in season two,
yeah,
he runs away to LA because, you know, he thinks he's, like, above all these pretentious people, yet keeps moving to major cities where there's a bunch of pretentious people.
Yes.
Which, does it make him pretentious? Probably.
He's definitely that guy that's like, wow, these people are so stupid. I'm so better than everyone else. And he's like, everyone's trying to be different. But then he's literally the epitome of that.
Like, he does the exact same thing that he complains that other people do.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. If you've ever seen it, also too, like, the narrations of his narrations, like, not that they give me life, but they're very Dextery and very just like.
So, okay, the guy that plays him is Penn Badgley, and if you guys don't know who that is,
the Gossip guy Girl Hottie. Yeah.
Well, that's, what's his name? In Gossip, his, some
I'm
other
I'm forgetting. He marries Serena in Gossip Girl. Like, what is his name?
Will. It's
No,
Dan.
Dan.
Dan
Dan
Humphrey.
Humphrey.
Now it's coming back to me.
You
So he was
know, who
Dan
was revealed
Humphrey.
to be Gossip Girl.
Yeah, in the iconic Gossip Girl. And of course he was also, cuckoo in that one. So, but I think it's interesting. He's a very good actor and he did the role very, very well.
I mean, to tell you all, there's a tons of just really good people in this show. Another
Yeah.
person who we remember from like childhood or younger days would be Shay Mitchell from Pretty Little
Well, of
Liars. But
course.
she's in
Yeah.
only season one. Love her
Yeah, it's
character.
like
Great.
only the one of the recent things I've seen her in.
And then
And
there's
then there's Victoria
Victoria
Penn
Penn
Ritchie,
Ritchie, and she's in
and she's
season
in
two
season
and
three.
three. And she plays Love, his new interest. And she's in The Haunting. She's in a few things, right?
Oh, the
Recently.
Millhouse
She's in The
House, The
Haunting.
Haunting.
She's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And then she was in another
She was
called
pretty
The Haunting of
underground,
Hill
though.
House.
Nobody really knew her. I feel like, I mean, maybe some people knew her of the show, but she definitely got a lot of fame from this.
You know what I found out when I was doing my research for this podcast
What?
is she actually auditioned for Beck and got a call
Wow.
back, and it was against her and the girl that plays Beck. So, oh, one thing I also found out is that in this season there's a new character named Theo. He auditioned to play both Joe and 40.
Whoa. Also, Theo, he's in that freaking After thing, like that weird ass like
After.
movie.
Oh yeah, the
Yeah,
other
but
character
then
in the show, Theo, is
Theo's
in
in
the After
Yo,
series
I
of
kind of watched like I watched like the movie like halfway and like he's like the girl's ex-boyfriend. It's like this like high school senior that's like awkward and she like wants to break up with him and man's like totally changed up. In this show, he's like a different person. I was like, how the heck?
Yeah. So, in the second season of You then follows Love. He changes his name to Will, and he then follows Love
Well, okay,
around.
so he moves to LA because he realizes that Candace is alive, and Candace is now tracking him and trying to find him, so that's why he moves to LA. To kind of like get away from that scene, but also to run away from Candace. So Candace is trying to find him this whole season. And he's like in LA and he's like, I'm not gonna do this shit anymore. Like, why am I, blah, 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 blah. Literally, first episode in, he's like fallen in love with Love. Also, her name's Love.
Because
Literally.
she's different.
Her name's Love.
Her brother's
Brother's
Love, and
love,
then
and
her,
then her,
well, her
well, her
brother's
brother's
40,
40,
and
and
her
her
name's
name's
Love, and
Love.
they're like twins.
Yeah, and so she has a twin brother named 40.
Who she kind
She
of
kind of
takes
takes.
care
I mean, we
of.
don't need to explain this, because
We don't
anyone
need to explain,
watching
like, all of
this, I
it.
think, knows the
But at
people.
the
At
end,
the end,
he
he
finds
finds
out,
out
at the end of season one, he finds out that Love, you know, is
is
just as
just as
crazy her,
crazy
that
her,
he's a,
is
that
just
she's also a
also a
psychopath who
psychopath
loves to kill
who
people,
loves to
which is
kill
also a
people,
big
which is
difference
also a
about
big
in the
difference about
book.
in
In the
the
book,
book
that
that
doesn't
doesn't
happen.
happen.
The
The book,
book, she finds
finds
out
out
that
that
he's
he's
like
like
this
this
murderer
murderer
and
and
like
like
is
is
horrified,
horrified,
and
and
he
he
ends
ends
up
up
in
in
jail.
jail.
But
One thing is like with this show, they try to have the whole plot twist thing, where it was like, oh,
she's.
she's crazy too, and you're like, oh. So it's weird because then like he got stuck with this crazy girl,
Oh yeah, and then
and
she
so then
was preg
season
he was gonna
three,
kill her, but then
oh
she's
yeah.
pregnant,
And then
and
she gets
then
pregnant, right? And then in season three, they tried to live in like the middle of nowhere, California. Is it California?
it is supposed to be California. It's called Madre Linda. I don't think it's an actual place though.
Anyways, they go there and they're like, we're gonna try to live a quiet life
With
and
their
raise our
newborn.
goddamn
Who
baby.
they call Henry.
Henry or 40, because girly.
Apparently he's Henry 40, you know.
Weird.
But
Anyways, let's talk about this season though, right? This is the season we're on right now.
yeah, so the third
Third
season.
season. So any thoughts?
All
Okay.
picture perfect.
Let's talk about the ending, because
actually, no, let's start from the beginning. Like,
well, okay,
you're kind of the first episode. You're kind of led to believe that Natalie is gonna be his new obsession, right? And then
yes, that's true. Okay, so I was like, at the end of season two, they show them at Madre Linda in the new house and everything, and they show Natalie. So I was like, okay, here we go again, bitch. You know, fourth time's a try, right? And that he was going to end up with Natalie.
But then love kills Natalie.
But then, like, this whole season was very unpredictable. It was so different from the other ones. I mean, I feel like it's kind of gotten like that. Like, the first one was like, okay, I get it. Like, this is what's happening. And then season two was kind of like a repetition of season one with, like, a twist ending. But, like, season three was just like, what the hell?
I think because season one and two kind of showed this, like, love story, right, from his point of view, from a stalker's point of view, in terms of, like, I'm going to start doing this, I'm going to do everything so that she can get her attention, versus, like, three is a continuation of a love story of a relationship. So
it's very much, like, relationship-based instead of, like, his perspective. Because I think in season three, what we get a lot of is love's perspective. Like,
yeah, you don't get her voiceover, but you get very much this, like...
Yes, we do get her voiceover. We get her voiceover a lot, actually, in that season.
Does she have a...
Yeah. Like...
I don't know. She also... And then it's all... The relationship is like a mess. They cheat. Both of them cheat.
Again.
Yeah. He starts having this, like, obsession with Natalie. And from, of course, love's point of view... This is, like, cheating, because this is what he does. He gets obsessed with people. And, like, she knows this. Like, what the fuck? I don't know.
See, I don't think...
Like, I don't know. She just doesn't run for the hills. She freaking loves him. It's so fun.
Like, I think it's this whole idea throughout the whole entire season is that they deserve each other. Because, like, who else are they going to find that is as fucked up as each other? You know what I mean? That's going to be accepted and be like, yeah, I know you're a murderer. Let's get through this together. Yeah. So I feel like that's where they try to make it work. But it's more love. I feel like Joe was just, like, doing his little manipulation thing that he always does and was like, I'm two-timing you, bitch. Like, I already know. I'm going to switch up on you quick, right?
Well, she, like, was the first one to cheat, though. Love.
Well, I mean, not necessarily, though. Because, like you said before, right? She's right. Like, when he gets obsessed with somebody, that is basically, like, cheating. Especially if you know who he is. Like, he literally does his whole routine, right? And he goes in their house and he steals their shit. And, of course, he... Oh, shit. I turned it off. He could have put, like, a sock in it, right? Like, stopped it. But... Like, immediately, you could tell, like, he's trapped, he felt trapped, he's trying to get out. And she could feel that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And that's why, like, I think she gets really self-conscious, and she killed Natalie, mm-hmm. because she doesn't know how to resolve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she just thinks, okay, the way of solving it is just by killing her, and, like, getting rid of the problem.
Yeah, just get rid of the issue. So, yeah. But then she has an affair. She does the same thing where she feels like she's distanced from her husband. Then she has an affair with a 19-20-year-old.
19-year-old, yeah.
19-year-old who is played by...
Who is a major in women's studies. That's the first thing we Dylan. Hear about him.
So his name is Dylan Arnold.
The
actor's name. And And he lives with his ex-stepfather?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like we said before, that this was the guy that was, like, in After. Also, he and the actress that plays Love are, like, the same age.
Yes, they are, which is so weird.
And apparently he went to school with the one who plays Beth. So, the actress plays Beth, yeah, Elizabeth... Hales.
Dude, I was like, he literally looks 19.
But also,
and I was like,
the girl that plays Love is supposed to be in her 30s, and that the actress is only like 26.
Yeah, she definitely looks up more mature than her age. So like he looks younger than his age and she looks more mature. So it's
Yeah, so
like
the age difference
unbelievable to
is in
think
the
they were the
show is supposed
same
to be like,
age.
what, 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
Because she's maybe like 35.
And it does feel like that. Like he did a good job.
Yeah, so in the book, I don't know if they ever talk about that much in the show, but in the book, it's kind of a point that she's older than him, that she's like 35, 37.
See, but she's not like 35, 37. She's like 30 in this one.
Yeah,
Like
she's like
just turned
middle third.
30. I don't think she's middle 30. She's like 30.
No, but in the book,
I mean, yeah, but in the show, right?
yeah, but in the book, she does different things. Like in the book, she's not a baker or a cook or anything. In the book, she helps 40 with his like movie projects and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not as interesting, and they spend a lot more money, like doing stuff with her family, I feel, than in the book than in the show. But we digress. We are talking about, so he becomes obsessed with Mary Ann, which is like very similar to my name.
Yeah.
But which is fine. And so she is librarian and he's her new obsession. You made a good point earlier where we kind of were when we saw that this was like the first woman of color he falls in love with.
One thing about this show is like it tries so hard to not be like to be woke and to be like, okay, we're pointing out racial discrimination. But like I don't know, it's so weird this show. I kept seeing online. It's not the first woman of color he gets with. He literally gets with that lady in the first season, right? And like they like literally
Oh.
like it's not the first time he's like been
Oh
with
yeah,
women that of
Paco's like
color,
aunt, right?
or like mom's friend, right?
Yeah,
But he's
that.
never been obsessed with a woman of color. Okay, and this is one thing that I always really like. I like the show, but I really hated it because it's very, very like he always went for like beautiful white women. Like that's his type. You know what I mean? And like I was fine with that. Why? Because the women of color weren't dying. Those bitches were, except for Peach. Peach died. R.I.P. You
R.I.P.
know,
Beach.
R.I.P. Peach.
Oh, it's always funny how whenever he ref and throughout the show he refers to whenever he talks about anyone that he killed, he says R.I.P.
Bro. But, you know what I mean? It's like, I was happy that he wasn't targeting, you know, women of color. He was leaving those bitches alone, letting them live their lives. But they also were smarter than the white women. I'm sorry, let's be honest. Because, in the first season, but that lady that she was with, when she saw what was going on, she yeeted out of there. She was hella smart. When she saw the signs that he was like, he wanted to get back with Beck, she was like, she acted like it was his problem, and she got the hell out of there. She's like, okay, you want to be with her? Then you do that. Made it act like it was his idea to leave, and she saved herself. And that's just like, I love that.
But for Marianne,
But then, like, that's why it
for
just pissed
instance.
me off, because, like, okay, if you're gonna go with the narrative that he's, like, kind of, you know, basic white guy that likes, like, pretty white women, why are you gonna switch it up and make him obsessed with a person of color? Like, he's woke or something? He's not woke. Like, that's the whole point, is that he acts like he's woke, or he acts like he's, like, oh no, but I'm a broke white guy. I was an orphan.
I like to read
Yeah, as
books.
if he doesn't profit off of, like, his whiteness. You know what I mean? So it's like that whole thing where it's like, I like that idea where they make him, he thinks that he's like that, but then everyone can clearly see that he's like a liar. And the audience should be able to identify too that he's like just, what is it called? Prude? Like he just
He's like
privileged. He's
pretentious,
just
and he's
privileged in
very
a way that
like.
he doesn't really care, right?
He thinks he's better than everyone. He's a very big sociopath in terms of like he thinks he's better than people.
That's
And
exactly what I'm saying, okay? And so, if you were gonna push that narrative, I was fine with that, right? But then it's just like, I don't know what they did this season. This season just, I think, in my opinion, it wasn't as good as season 2 and season 1. Season 1 and 2, like, pointed out a lot of fucked up shit, especially about like with that mindset that he had and like what you see with a lot of stalkers and men and like kind of like the whole idea that he has in his head about women, right? And how perfect they need to be, and they need to be in his view, right? But I was fine with them being a perspective in the white women because it just further proved, right, his pretentiousness. But then all of a sudden they're like, let's put a woman of color. Oh, all of a sudden he's obsessed with Mary. Oh, and it's the woman that he relates the most to. Likes books just like him. Had a fucked up past just like him. Has a kid just like him. Unlike the other women that were all perfect and were completely different from him.
But you also notice that when he first meets Aunt Marianne, he's not obsessed with her.
And that's the thing
He's
too.
obsessed with her later on when he gets to know her.
But it's one thing, okay? That's what I'm saying. What the fuck, bitch? Because when he first met that girl, he was like, I don't give a fuck. He literally was like, who are you? And I was like,
You're
here they
being a
go
bitch,
again.
yeah.
Here they go again, putting a side character as like a woman of color as a side character for him to just like ignore and like call pretentious and like fucking walk away, right? And then like I don't know, they just like switched up in the middle of the season and were like, yeah, be obsessed with her now. It just came out of nowhere. And like, okay, if you're saying it's based off personality, that's not his thing. You know what I mean? He has a routine to do, and that's when he sees the person, he falls in love with them.
Yeah, where like he never said anything to love her back and he's in love with them.
And he like stalks him and stuff, but it's like a thing where it's like in his idea, he's like, I can fix them, right? So he doesn't care who they are,
Or
because he
that
knows
they're
he can fix
imperfect,
them.
yeah.
But with Marianne, he wants to fix her after he gets to know her. He's like, oh, let me see your dark side, because I can fix you. But only after he's saw that she maybe went through like a little like. It's so irritating. I don't even know how to explain it. Like the whole thing where he's like helping her with the court case, and every single time she's like, yeah, I'm a woman of color, and I'm like literally like disadvantaged from the justice system, disadvantaged from everything. Like my ex was white, and look what he's doing now. You know what I mean? Using his privilege to fuck me over. And this bitch is just like, Joe's just like, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. While he's like, stalking her and like about to ruin her fucking life, you know what I mean? It's just like the audacity this show is having sometimes. I really don't like that they use Marianne like that. Like as I don't know if it's a way to make him seem more woke. Because his whole thing was like white pretty women the entire show.
Well, how did you think about what how they use like Cherry's character? Who's the only other person of color
Sherry,
in
okay.
this
Also,
season?
I hate I don't think it was too bad. I think they
Do
definitely.
you hate how
I
like
think if they hadn't added that ending for her, I wouldn't have liked the way that they what they did with her character. You know what I mean? Because they painted her as this like this fake girl that just like a fake lady that like goes around and she's heartless and she doesn't do this, but.
influencer?
Yeah, but I like that at the end, they kind of like, especially in the cage, when they showed their true motives for things, they show her like why she does what she does. You know what I mean? And then she explains too, yeah, hey, I'm also a woman of color, and I'm an influencer because I want to show people what I want to show them. I don't want them to degrade me behind my back. You know what I mean? I want them to be scared of me. I want to be them because it. You know, I have to be because that's what she was taught. It's like, you know, that's how she survived. So I really liked how they ended her character because if they hadn't added that in, I would have been kind of pissed how they treated Sherry. Sherry's my favorite character this season, hands down.
Really? You didn't
Girlie
like her
is
that much?
smart as shit. She's literally so smart.
Yeah, I think in before she's in the K, so in the show, Jerry and Craig kind of find out that they're like love and Joe are these like murderers, and so they kind of like kidnap them and put them in the cage, which is like a reoccurring thing throughout this whole show, is that he
Yes.
likes to keep people in this glass cage.
Yes, we know this. We know this.
Yeah. But
Even before the cage, though, I like Cherry. Because I really think
liked.
they set her up. They really set up the only other person of, like, only other person of color and a woman to be the annoying side character. Like, that's
Yeah.
how they set her up. And I was like, seriously, guys? That's.
I think Love sees her as very fake, but I don't think she's fake. I think she's,
But it just shows that, love is also very pretentious, just like Joe. Acts like she always has this like inner dialogue, right? Just like Joe does, where she's like, everyone here is such a fake ass
Fake,
bitch. Even
yeah.
though like she's like, and I don't care about being fake too, as if like there are not situations and reasons to why people do what they do? And I really like her relationship with her husband and how like even in the cage and all that shit, they like survived and then they like got famous from it. Like that's the best plot.
And
Like,
make this whole like relationship
bro,
program
they
or
were the
whatever.
most, they were so interesting to watch. Like I found them so entertaining and their conversations and how they were talking about their lives and how they fell in love with each other. That
Yeah.
was so much more interesting than Love and Joe. They were so annoying.
I think they're kind of set up to be kind of like this weird couple, but then you think about it and you're like, these people have the most healthy relationship in this entire show. And probably any show I've seen, these people have like an amazingly healthy relationship in
And
terms of like
like,
the communication of when they're in the cage, and he's like, yeah, it's kind of something to make fun of how she goes like red light or whatever light or whatever. But it just also, I think, goes to show to people like that's how relationships should be. Like, you should be like, hey, let's take a pause. This is how I'm feeling right now
yeah.
because of how you're treating me,
And
right?
like they're seen as this whole like, oh, I'm sure that in real life they're like a mess. You know what I mean? Like that's how they're seen as a couple. Like, oh, they seem perfect, but they're probably not. But then they are,
They have
which
a
is
good
great.
relationship, and so it's very
Like
much, even though, like, yes, they're put on a lot of stress and like this whole thing with the gun and that issue, but
the
it
fact that they
is,
survived that and like
yeah.
they found a way out, like all that stuff, it
But
just
that's
goes to
like
show.
puts stress on anyone, that kind of situation.
So
So
yeah.
it's very, I enjoyed it. Okay, so we're also gonna talk also too about the ending of season three.
Yes,
So, I mean, if you hadn't already known, we also talked a lot about the show. A lot of spoilers. But
well, if you haven't watched
this
the show,
entire
then don't watch
podcast is
this. Like,
spoilers.
don't
Like,
watch this if you haven't watched, or don't listen to this.
should really listen, not listen to us if you don't want spoilers
Well, clearly, this is for our peeps that have watched this show.
But I felt that the ending is justified. Like, I feel like it makes sense for his character.
It was expected. I feel like one thing that ends up happening, they all, every season they have like kept up with this, is that you think Joe is gonna get caught. Like in every single season at the end, you think, okay, he's so close to getting caught that it's just gonna end up and he's gonna be in jail, right? But then every single season, he gets himself out of that situation. Like he survives like a little weasel.
Yeah.
Especially like season one was a lot like season three, where like everyone fucking died and somehow he got out unscathed and he
Yeah.
blames it on someone else.
But no one found the bodies in those seasons, right?
Well, yeah.
But then, like, in this season, he literally kills, like, Marianne's ex-husband and leaves his body there.
So I think with the, this whole thing is like slowly he's unraveling. And like I think we see that in this season. Even though he was able to get away with it was like very messy. Like compared to like the first season, it was super messy. Like him blaming every single de like murder on Love was super messy. Like it was thought out. Like I'm sure like the whole thing where like he expected her to, paralyze him and all that. Like that was thought out and like him leaving his body parts okay. But it's kind of like, but then again, it's kind of like season one where he wasn't expecting these things to happen, right? He was caught off guard. Yeah, and I think with you were talking about it too, right? Marianne's ex, that death was very similar to what's her name? In the
Oh,
first season,
Peach,
Peach's
where
death.
he leaves it at her house, yeah,
Where
but
yet again,
he makes it seem like it's a
it was
suicide, though.
more of an emotional kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing about the report is like you could tell he was murdered, right? Peach was, people thought it was a suicide. He made it look like a suicide.
But this thing, the first time he tried to kill Peach, he just threw a rock at her
Oh,
head,
yeah.
and it was very impulsive. And he just left her there too, remember? Oh,
Oh.
he left her there too. And what's similar about these two characters? They both knew who he was. They both figured him out. And that scares him. That's what everyone else he kills, he's like, I'm sorry I have to do this to you. Them, he wanted to murder them. Because it wasn't that they were just a threat. They were one step ahead of him, right? Like when the guy like knew he was already following him. And was like, what the fuck, right? That made him mad. And Peach too. Peach already knew everything. This is what I'm saying. Like when they, I think these characters intimidated him because they're also like him in a way. Like they're kind of like, you know, cuckoo. But I think that's why they're killed, like their deaths are so violent.
Yeah.
Because with the other guy, he tried killing him and then he just got so upset he just pushed him off the building. Right? And then he's like, oh shit, he's not dead, right? But the reason he kills him, he stabs him multiple times, is not because he wanted him to die. It's because the guy was like, you don't have it in you to kill me. And he was like, yes, I do, bitch. And then, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Same with, like, Peach, where she was like, remember he was trying to kill her? But she went on this whole spiel about him. And like how she knew him, and she's like, all this, you
She's
remember?
like, I'm like, I'll see you.
Yeah, she's
I'll
like,
see
I
you.
know who you are. Even when he's like pointing a gun at her, right? And like that kind of
Well,
set it off.
she catches him in her house.
Yeah. But then she's like, remember, she's like, says all this stuff. She goes like on a speech, like speech, right? Where she's like, I know you. And that's crazy. It's interesting because it's so different from the other murders that he's done. Those two were explicitly. Because the person he's in love with, it's a very they're very close to them, and they know what's going on, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like they're hurting him. Like Peach is doing it in this like I guess more intentional, unintentional way. And then the husband is doing it in a more intentional way.
Yeah, but in either way, they're like outsmarting him, right? It was interesting because I saw the ex-husband, and I was like, bro, that reminded me so much of Peach. Right? Especially the
Yeah.
way he dies, too.
Yeah. Oh, I see where you're saying that there's parallels.
But so I'm saying, he's
Season one.
slowly unraveling. Because
Yeah.
Peach, he wrote up a suicide note. He did this, he did that to cover up her death. This guy, you just left him.
With
I
fingerprints
feel
and
like
everything.
the murders are really starting to catch up to him. And like next season, I feel like it's just gonna be like he's gonna fully unravel. Like he was able to get away with it, and every single time he is, but every single time he gets away with it, he's like more mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Like in the second season, the beginning of the second season, you're like, fuck, he's like really fucked up, remember? He was like not eating, not sleeping, you know? And then like you can tell, like at this throughout the season three, he's kind of going a little cuckoo too, right? Because he's being stuck with love. Also, okay, let's talk about love's death, because that's one interesting topic I want to talk about. And how, like, bitch, how did this. I did not think she was gonna die. I really did not. I thought she was gonna survive. I
You didn't
was.
really didn't think she was gonna die?
No, I feel like I thought it was gonna happen. Like, it was probable it was gonna happen, just like every other season he won.
Well,
But,
like how like
like,
last
the
season he was
way.
going to kill her. Like he doesn't care about that much about her. She's a means to an end. He doesn't really love her.
I know, but I thought. She would be able to beat him, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't expecting the twist that he already saw this shit coming. 'Cause, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I thought she was gonna, like, try to get away with it. Or, like, try to murder him. It was crazy, though. Like, she's. They're crazy, but they're crazy in such different ways. You know what I mean? She's very impulsive, crazy, right? And every single murder she's done is impulsively. And she doesn't know how to clean it up. She doesn't know how to do anything, right? And he points it out. He's like, "You're like a like your parents can't pay for everything." And
Can't
he's
cover
always like,
everything
"Yeah."
up, yeah.
So he's like, "You know, now I have to cover up everything for you, right?" And that goes to show too, even in the last episode, she was about to kill Marianne, right? And it's like the whole thing where it's like immediately came to her head, I'm gonna kill her. And then like, oh, it just took like the little kid showing up for her to be like, oh shit, I could kill a mother. You know? So I think love has a good heart, but she has this like a thing, maybe like the trauma from her childhood, that she just like impulsively does things. You know what I mean? But like she cares in a way. But then again, I think it's no surprise that he killed her, especially after like she did that whole thing in front of him while he was paralyzed, you know? He was gonna make sure she was dead dead. I was surprised. I thought there was gonna be more emotion. It's
When he
just
killed her,
yeah, because
like the,
it's
rather than just what was it, poison? Yeah.
yeah, because it just no, not like in the killing, but like in him. Because in the second season, I know they weren't in love, but it was very believable. Like that, like he loved her, you know what I mean? So I think it just goes to show that like his love is very like it comes and it goes. It's never stable. 'Cause even if he had loved like if he actually had loved her, there would have been some pain when he was killing her. This one it was just like relief.
No,
And
I
he's
can
this
see
is the
that.
woman he said he loved. He had a baby with. He you know? And then he just killed her in like 2 seconds. Also, interesting thing, we don't see Beck get killed.
Yeah, we never
In
saw
the
Beck
first
get killed
season,
in the first
Beck
season.
just dies, right? We don't see him killing her. I think we can assume it was violent, but it could have been stone cold the way he killed, like.
She's like trying to escape, climbing up the stairs, and all of a sudden, the next scene, he's burying a body, right?
Yeah, so we don't see this, right? So this is the first time we've actually seen him like kill somebody, like kill the woman he loves, kill a person he loves. You know what I mean? Like with Beck, for some reason they didn't show it, and I think that was for a reason. You know what I mean? Because in this season they show her dying.
Do you think eventually they're gonna have flashbacks showing how she dies? Beck?
I feel like they will. It would be cool if they did. Yeah, the flashback. They were having so many flashbacks this season of like his childhood. Like we really got to know a lot more about his like childhood and I think how he developed these habits or like these crazy. I don't know. I expected him actually at the end of the season to give up on Marianne. I was not expecting him to still go after her. That
Oh
was a
God, I can't
surprise.
believe he's going after her. I think this is more the part where it's gonna unravel for him, where like Marianne is like literally is gonna find her and she's like fucking like scared of him. And it's gonna be like he's gonna have to face like it's not that she is trying to manipulate him, but that she's full on scared. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she literally.
Like Beth was scared, but also Beth was trying to be nice, trying to be like manipulative and cunning so she can get out, right? But I think it's gonna be like she's full on scared and terrified, and he's not won't know what to do. Does that make sense?
See, it could go so many ways, though. And I think with Beck always had an extra addenda. Everything she did, there was always something else, you know what I mean? Compared to Marianne, who is supposed to be the most perfect girl so far, right? Because love has her problems, clearly. But Marianne is like, you can see that she's had problems in the past, but she's on a better road, right? She's trying to be better.
And she gets him.
Yeah. Well, not that she gets him, but that she actually genuinely doesn't have any other motives in life except for her daughter. You know what I mean? So imagine he goes to find her, and she's like, maybe she'll be genuine, But like she probably, I don't know. I don't think we're gonna see with Beth, whereas like the whole thing where Beth doesn't understand, right, how much he loves her. Does that make sense? Beth is like, you're just this crazy stalker guy. Like, I don't understand why you are so obsessed with me. Everything we had was fake. Like, to
But that's
Beth?
reality. That's like the reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
Made
to
him face the
Beth.
reality.
Yeah. So to Beth, he was just a fling that just went crazy, right? But like, I feel like to Marianne, now that she's already been warned about him, she's gonna be totally different about it. You know what I mean?
I
Especially
see.
that, like, the second she gets warned about it, she doesn't contact him again. She clearly doesn't, she's clearly trying to get away from him. I feel like she's gonna be scared, but she's also gonna be the only one that knows what he's trying to do immediately.
Yes, this is true.
Because everyone else is, like, naive. They don't understand how crazy he is until they're caught, right? Except for Love. Love was just too tiny. Love was like, I'm gonna be crazy, a bitch.
Oh my God. We're the
But
same. Essentially, that's love. It's like, we're the same. Nah,
yeah,
bitch, nah.
Love literally killed Candace and was like, "I did this for us." Oh, and she killed that frick. What's her name too? The other Hispanic girl.
Oh yeah, she kills Delilah,
Delilah, bro, that was the saddest death of the entire series. Delilah's death was so
No,
sad.
because you were like, no, she's a good person. She has a sister, like all
Bro,
this
see, but
shit.
you wanna see? I
I
think
guess
season
that's.
2, where he started unraveling. Because, sorry, especially when Delilah died. Because remember, he like goes insane when Delilah dies, because he's
Yeah.
like hallucinating shit. Because it's literally, she did nothing wrong, and she still died. And he was like, what if that was me?
Oh,
Did I kill her?
that's another person who's not white that he sleeps with, right, is Delilah.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, all the side bitches were always women of color. That's why I was like, what the fuck are they doing? Anyways, but that's why I feel like, you know what? Watch Marianne is gonna be just like Delilah.
Okay.
Like, if he ends up killing Marianne, he's gonna feel so guilty because Marianne's so honest.
Yeah, but Delilah, he never wanted to kill Delilah. His plan was never to kill Delilah. It was love that did that.
Exactly. So I'm saying, but he thought it would. Remember, he's like, "What if I actually kill Delilah? 'Cause I'm capable of it, right?" But then when
Yeah.
Delilah dies, he's like in horror, right? But
Yeah.
like, I feel like if that happens with Marianne, like he ends up killing Marianne, it's gonna be similar into like she had no reason, and even in like none of them had a reason to die, right? No one he killed, but even in his perspective, she had no reason to die either. Like, Delilah was like the only character that, even in his mind, did not deserve to die.
Like was too innocent,
Like,
and
everyone else, he had excuses for why they need to die, right?
I think it was
But
also
Delilah
the
had
fact
nothing.
that Delilah had a sister, had someone dependent on her. When you think about all the other characters, in terms of like, yeah, he doesn't kill Paco's mom or whatever. And so, like, I think
Yeah.
that's also like another thing is that he kills someone who, like, I think that's why he is so averse to not killing because he didn't care about killing Benji. And Benji didn't do anything to him, right? So, does that make sense?
Yeah, but also, again, the
It's character,
parallels.
yeah.
Marianne has someone that depending on her. She's her child.
But
Oh, can we talk about the fact that he just left Henry? He was like, bye, bitch. I can't believe he left his kid. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I
you
was
know,
like, that
he's
ending was
better off,
horrible.
though. Like, he's better off.
Better off, but also, like, you talk so much shit about, like, oh, I'm not gonna be like my parents. My parents are so shitty because they left me. And then you just did the same thing.
To your kid.
Bruh, like, I swear to God, this ending was like on steroids. It was so much stuff.
I don't know. Is he gonna come back and get Henry? Isn't
I
that
feel
like
like
what the new Dexter is? Like he goes back for his son?
I've never watched Dexter,
Oh.
so I don't know. I think he will, or else they wouldn't have made it like that important. But I
It was
don't
just
think
a
he's
way
gonna
to
be
get rid
like
of
a
the kid.
prominent.
Like, maybe it was just a way to get rid of the kid. I don't know. I felt like it was a very cop out just so that he doesn't have to have, like, this child in next season.
Like, I get that, but he had this whole damn thing. about wanting to be there for his son. My son is the best thing in my life. He's the only thing that's important. And then he leaves him on a fucking porch.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, frick. He's so annoying. And not. And I mean, if he wanted to, he could have taken Henry. Like, even if Henry was a little fucked up, he could have taken him. It's not because he didn't want to take Henry. Like,
It's because he wants to stalk Marianne. He can't take a
yeah,
baby to go
that's
stalk
what I'm saying.
Marianne.
It's literally like he put away his own child. He literally like put his own child to the side so he could go and stalk some other woman.
Yeah, for his own
Yet again.
agenda. Because he doesn't actually care about anyone.
Yeah. He just has
He just acts like he does. Okay.
psychological
So
issues.
I think we're gonna end it here.
That was a lot of
So
talking. Sorry, I talked too
if you
much.
don't know, Yu's on Netflix, obviously. And it's based off of a book.
Bro,
The first
there's
second
so
season's
much I
based off
can
of Yu,
talk.
and first season's based off of the Yu, the book, and then the second season's based off Hidden Bones, written by Caroline Kepnes. Kepnens.
There is so much I can say about this show, but also like so little. 'Cause like I don't understand most of it. Everything's so
I
confusing.
feel like everything can be dissected
But also
very
like yeah. Like
to another
anything
level.
and everything could have meaning, you know what I mean? But
But it's like one of my favorite shows. So if you haven't gotten seen it, go watch it.
yes.
And what would you give this show? Or if you rate it? It's like one of
Okay.
my favorite shows, The
Season
Monster
1 for
High.
me was my favorite season.
Yeah, season one. I think there's like.
I think season 2, I really didn't like season 2.
I feel like
Yeah.
season two was.
But season 3 was better than season 2.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna rate it like season 3 specifically. I'm gonna rate it like 6 cherries out of 10.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sherry's.
Sherry's.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, who was your favorite character in the entire season?
In this season, my favorite character. I kind of like Theo, because he just seemed like the most normal out of everyone. But I kind
That's
of like
true.
the dad, because the dad was just like. I feel like, even though, like, his motives were kind of weird with the dad, Theo's dad, what is his name?
Bro, I loved when he just left. When he just left Joe's ass there, he was like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, it literally is just like the thing with the dad is just like I don't know, like the wife seemed like the wife is always cheating on him and he becomes like obsessed with like finding her
I feel like they
murderer.
just did that to do that, you know what I mean? Because it gave him like no real motive to do
It
that.
didn't show his relationship as
Like,
like
if they had been like, okay, she just did that, but like in reality, she actually did care about him, and like they showed that, okay. But there was like no reason. They just did it for the plot, which is
Yeah.
kind of annoying,
It
but
is
you
kind
know.
of an annoying part. Yeah. But out of the entire show, I don't know. Beck's always been my favorite because I feel like it has to do with that
Beck's your
real.
favorite?
Yeah, like the
I'm not
like
judging, of course.
relatability factor.
She's so relatable.
People
People
find
find
her
her
like
like
boring
boring
because
because
she's
she's
so
so
normal.
normal. I don't find her boring. I boring.
Like I get it. Like everything, her motives and everything, like I understand. Like it's hard, it's complicated being young, right? And it's
It's
like
like
all the
all the
things that
things
he
that
sees
he
this
sees
off of
himself
that she
that she
does is
does
because
is
she's
because she's
normal.
normal.
People make mistakes, people do shit.
No, but here's the thing.
And people don't owe you
There's a
anything at
lot
the
of
end of the day.
normal people in this show, okay? For example, another one of my favorite characters, Delilah. I kind of
Normal.
forgot her name, but I loved her when she was on screen. She was very normal. So what's the difference?
Yeah,
Yeah,
she
she
and that was
and
another character
relatable
that
as
I like. She's
well.
very normal, she's very relatable, and she's
She's protective,
protective, right?
right?
She
She
has
has
motives,
motives,
like
like
for her
for her sister.
sister.
Okay, wait, okay. Who's your least favorite character?
My least favorite?
Yeah.
I find Love to be so annoying. Just her whole thing, like Joe, I don't think I hate or love Joe. I feel like Joe is like I love the show, so therefore I like Joe because he kind of is the show, right? But when it comes to love, you're just like, oh my God, this bitch
Okay, well, one thing. We can appreciate
and
Joe's
she's very impulsive. I don't like people that are
creativity,
so,
okay?
like, she's so impulsive. She's so impulsive. Yeah.
Like, we can appreciate Joe's mastermind.
Planning.
But,
He's
oh my God,
smart.
I'm gonna lie. Like, I liked him in the first season. Not, like, liked him, but I could put up with him. He got so obnoxious, like, by the third season. Like, the third season, every single
He's a
time he
little
was on
obnoxious, yeah.
film, every time that he was, like, talking, I was like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
I
No one
would
wants to
say
hear
like
what
he's the
comes
least
out of your
likely
stupid ass
in the
mouth.
third season. Like he's the least likable in the third season because
He's
he's
just
just.
so annoying. It's like, I'm done with his bullshit. Like, shut up. Like,
Yeah.
everyone else becomes more interesting. And it sucks because, like, Penn Badgley's so amazing. But I'm like, I hate you. And I also think it's, like, an attractive thing because a lot of people are attracted to him. Like, the character and
Because
like,
of
the
like
actor.
Gossip Girl, yeah.
And yeah. But, like, in reality, his character is annoying as shit. So I would say he's my least favorite. And then in
So
second
have you
comes
met a you have you met Joe
comes
in person?
Beck. And I will not explain my reasons.
For hating back. I think my
Okay.
hated character is also like probably. I like Dr. Nikki too. Like but even though he is, has like
He was there for
so
like 2 seconds.
issues of morality that I don't quite agree with, I do think he's like yeah, he's not very good either. Like there this
Beck.
entire show is just full of people that aren't very good. I find 40
But
to
that's
be super
reality.
annoying. I didn't like his
40
character.
was annoying too. I wasn't sad when he died.
Oh my
I'm not
god,
gonna
this season
lie.
there's like a bathtub scene with 40
It was
and
weird.
I legit thought, wow, they're gonna like make out. Like she's gonna make out with her brother's
It
ghost.
was so weird.
Because it was weird, right? Like that's what the
They were
vibe
just.
you
I'm gonna
got.
tell you.
And
There was
she
a lot of
didn't, but
moments in the show where I'm just like, that's some weird white people shit. And just moved
she's
on.
like so connected with her brother that she's just like
That's weird.
she's like creepily in love with her brother. And it's like bitch, it's like no,
That shit was just like, it just went over my head. I didn't want to
this
bother paying attention. I
codependency.
was like, whatever at this point. Yeah. Next podcast, all the reasons why I hate Beck.
We're not doing that next podcast, but
No.
so we're gonna start next with our Christmas stuff. Even though yes, it's Thanksgiving,
Oh,
we
we're
did
gonna
have
stop
a
now,
big
right?
what?
Let's stop now.
So yeah, we're gonna stop now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna
We're gonna
end
end
the
the
podcast
podcast here.
here.
Bye-bye, guys.
So,
Hope you enjoyed my ranting.
of you,
Mwah.
and bye.
Bye.